USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden is expected to call Speaker McCarthy to try and get negotiations on the debt ceiling back on track. McCarthy said yesterday that negotiations wouldn't resume until Biden returned from the G7 summit. The White House said the two would talk following his meetings at the G7, which Biden left early to return to Washington. The president says he's willing to address spending to raise the debt ceiling, but only if revenues are addressed.
Now it's time for the other side to move from their extreme positions, because much of what they've already proposed is simply, quite frankly, unacceptable.
Biden said he's proposed over $1 trillion in spending cuts, but the tax structure must be raised in some areas as well. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. New York's governor issues a warning about the immigrant crisis in her state.
Governor Kathy Hochul says the immigrant crisis is desperate in New York. She's now suggesting temporarily housing migrants at college campuses all around the state this summer. While speaking in Rochester Friday night, Hochul said, "We're looking at all locations." She added that New York has more than 71,000 asylum seekers, and they are continuing to arrive. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
Minnesota is set to become the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana after the state Senate gave final approval yesterday on legislation that would allow adults over 21 to carry up to 2 ounces of weed in public and possess 2 pounds at home. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. Your winner of the 148th Preakness Stakes is National Treasure. Kentucky Derby winner Mage came in third. The final race in horse racing's Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, is set for June 10th. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
We're hearing from the former Marine charged in the subway chokehold death of a homeless man in New York City.
Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges for putting Jordan Neely into a chokehold on a subway earlier this month, told the New York Post that racial backlash is, quote, comical. He said the incident had nothing to do with Neely's skin. Penny also said he believes footage showing what led up to the incident will prove he was in the right. The 24-year-old told the outlet his personality is that of a, quote, normal guy and, quote, not a white supremacist. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
The writer's strike is entering its third week. Members of the Writers Guild of America have been picketing outside movie and television studios in Los Angeles, including Universal, Paramount, and the Disney and Warner Brothers lots. Union members have several objectives, including securing more job security and funding for writers. Well, this installment in the Fast and Furious franchise is dominating at the weekend box office.
Fast X made $28 million during its debut and is expected to make up to $67 million domestically over the weekend. It'll likely knock Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 from the top spot, although Marvel's latest superhero film is still holding steady in theaters. The Super Mario Brothers movie is looking to add another $10 million over the weekend to add to its global total of over $1 billion. I'm Chris Caraggio.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Get the best podcasts at usapodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Fry.
USA News on demand.
On demand. Doug
Steffen's The Good Day Download.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War.
Raw. All right. Way out of room.
Into the Carab Normal. Into the Carab Normal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USApodcasting.com. USApodcasting.com.